理课堂听 class.com。
Page 36. Join Studio Classroom for an exciting tour of foods from around the world. Each month, we will learn about a different country's cuisine and customs. A Taste of Russia. You're invited to join Studio Classroom for a delicious Russian meal. Shashlik, borscht, chi. Russian dishes are hard to spell and even harder to pronounce. But how do they taste? Studio Classroom recently sent me on a mission to find out for myself. My discovery? Delicious! I can't wait to go back for more. With my co-workers, Malia and Melissa, I ventured to a Russian restaurant in Taipei in search of authentic Russian cuisine. Customers packed the beautifully decorated restaurant, eager for a taste of Europe's largest country. Start with soup and bread. A typical Russian lunch consists of a loaf of dark, heavy rye bread with a cereal or vegetable-based soup. A Russian family will tear pieces of bread off the loaf and dip them in the soup. Russian cuisine is famous for its wide variety of soups. We tried several soups, but my favorite was borscht, a hearty beet-based vegetable soup. Borscht is always served with a small spoonful of sour cream, a popular ingredient in Russian cooking. Vegetable soup may not sound exciting, but we couldn't get enough of this mouth-watering borscht. Entrees. Beyond Chicken Kiev. Chicken Kiev, originally from Ukraine, has become the most famous of Russian entrees. Melissa ordered some, and we all dove in with relish. We agreed that the butter-filled, batter-fried chicken certainly deserves its fame. We also tried the popular oxtail entree. It was quite tasty, but we forgot all about it when Malia's beef shashlik arrived. This succulent dish is a Russian version of barbecue with vegetables. Lamb shashlik is the original version, but beef, chicken, and other meats can be used as well. The delights of Russian pastries. Be sure to try pelmeni, Russian dumplings. Pelmeni makers often mix pepper, onions, garlic, or other spices into the minced meat filling. Like jiaozi for the Chinese, making pelmeni is often a family affair. Many Russians make thousands at once and freeze them for winter dinners. Pelmeni and other pastry dishes play an important part in Russian cooking. Pies are probably the most typical Russian dessert, made for special occasions. Sadly, I didn't see any on the menu. But its creative ice cream concoctions provided a delightful end to an amazing meal. Talk about it! Which of the dishes mentioned in the article sounds the most tasty to you? Would you want to travel to Russia? Why or why not? Key points. Russian food typically is simple and hearty, with lots of bread and many kinds of soup. Popular Russian entrees include chicken Kiev, oxtail, and shashlik. Russians love pastries, including dumplings that are much like the Chinese jiaozi.
Authentic. This isn't an authentic Ming Dynasty vase. It's a fake. Cuisine. Let's go to a French restaurant tonight. I want to try French cuisine. Rye. Campbell made a ham sandwich using rye bread. Hearty. We ate a hearty breakfast before we went on our all-day hike. Beet. Rachel likes to use beets in her salads. Mouth-watering. Look at those delicious, mouth-watering cakes in the shop window. I want one now. Entree. I'm hungry tonight. I want a salad, an entree, and a dessert. With relish. Tom really enjoys being a car salesman. He does his job with relish. Oxtail. Oxtail, the tail of a cow, makes wonderful soups and stews. Succulent. This roast chicken is so succulent, it's not dry at all. Pastry. Dad went to the bakery to buy some pastries. Minced. This beef dish needs minced beef, not a steak. Concoction. Sierra likes to experiment with cooking. She makes interesting concoctions with pickles and peanut butter.